Hello, my friends. How are you? I hope you're having an amazing day or night or whatever it is when you are listening to this. I want to thank you for returning to me. If you are coming back to me, and if you are new here, then welcome, and I hope you enjoy this week's episode. Holy shit, you guys. I'm here. I'm alive. I didn't die. Oh my God, it's been so long since I've talked to you. Maybe it hasn't. Well, I think it's been, I think it was May, maybe the last time I did a podcast, and a lot has happened. Last time I recorded, I was engaged. I am now married. I also was living in a different state and in a house that I'm no longer in. So here I am, and I just want to catch up. I want to talk to you guys. I want to share what has been happening in my life. It's been a fucking whirlwind. So this might be long. Sit back, relax, do whatever you wish, and I hope you enjoy. So let's go back a little bit. Last time we talked, I was talking about how my now husband and I decided that we were going to do RV living and kind of, you know, sell our house, sell our shit, kind of move into an RV, do that full time for a bit. And you know, that was our plan. And then we decided very abruptly that, you know, we were going to just sell our house from a distance. So we moved in with my parents, which was and still is utter hell. I'm not going to fucking lie and be like, oh my God, that was the best decision ever. Because I honestly, not that I regret it, but it has been hell. You know, there's a reason I left when I did. There's a reason why I have not been back. Even when I was a single mom and struggling financially, like, I refused to move back in with my parents for very good reason. But it is what it is. We decided it was the best decision for us at the moment. And that's where we are right now. So we moved in with my parents. We've been here about a month. You know, when you have, I've been out of the house for, God, over 10 years. So, you know, we live differently. We have way different fucking lifestyles. Way different views of the world, way different views of just about every fucking thing. And then you throw, you know, it's not a huge house. So we're, my husband and I are literally living out of one room. My daughter has her own room. You know, we have our own routine, our own way of doing things. We're kind of like fly by the seat of our pants a bit. My parents are very, very type A. Everything has to be orderly. You know, these shit's gotta get put away right away. Like, you gotta do the dishes right away. You gotta fucking hand wash dishes. I don't hand wash shit. I put everything in the dishwasher. It's just, you know, the little fucking idiosyncrasies that you have to deal with and live with, and it's just been hell. Am I grateful that we have this opportunity? Absolutely. And in the long run, as of yesterday, everything has worked out the way it has been. And, you know, I tried to keep reminding myself that this was a temporary situation. You know, it was going to just be something that we needed to kind of struggle through for a bit before we got, you know, our feet back on the ground and figured shit out. And we were in limbo for a while trying to sell our house, which, you know, we were under the impression it was going to sell super, super fast. It did not. And I mean, I said that then, but now looking at it, as of yesterday, we officially signed a contract with buyers. So we are officially under contract, hoping to close in less than 45 days, hoping for 30 days so we can, you know, just leave this behind us. That being said, you know, we were under the impression it was going to sell sooner than it did, but at the same time, it only took 2 months, literally pretty much to the day, 2 months since we officially listed it. So in the long run, scheme of things, it did not take long at all for our house to sell. very grateful that we, had the opportunity to move up here, and that, even though everybody involved with this decision was not like super excited about it, we knew ultimately it was the best decision for us at the time. And it allowed us to be able to start here where we actually want to be, surrounded by friends, family. In the meantime, we got fucking married the beginning-ish of this month. So we wanted to be up here in order to, deal with all that fucking jazz with the wedding, which, oh, I'm so grateful we were up here, because there were so many little stupid things that went wrong. Ultimately, literally, I can't even begin to explain how magical of a day it was. It was so fucking beautiful. The ceremony was on a lakefront. Reception was in a barn. It was the perfect combination of both my husband and I. I'm very like lake, city, ocean, water person, and he's very country. So it was literally the most beautiful, beautiful weather. Yes, it was hot, but we were only outside for not too long, for just the ceremony part and pictures, but we all fucking survived. There were a few things though that did not go right, which happens with any wedding, and ultimately it was just a couple little things that really in the long run don't much matter now. But I am very grateful that we were actually here in this state to be able to figure it out, because I cannot imagine. I was fucking stressed to the max. Just actually, the only reason I was really that stressed was because my mother was like extra fucking anxiety ridden, like stressed, like just insane. So like, oh, so it stressed me out, because I let it. I did. I let it, and I tried not to, but at the end of the day, when you're in the fucking under one roof with somebody who's like that, it's really difficult to get out of that. So anyway, so we came up here a couple weeks before the wedding, had our final whatever's. The boys decided that they were going to have their bachelor party because everybody was pretty much in a different state. My brother was flying in from the West Coast. My husband's groomsman was coming in from where we were living. So it was like we were all trying to coordinate when they could have their little bachelor party. So they decided that it would be a superb idea to do it 2 days before we got married. Cool, fine, whatever. I was like, you all better fucking show up for rehearsal. Like, we have to set up for the wedding the next day, so I don't give a fuck if you are up all night, hungover as shit, get your ass there. Anyway, long story short, my brother got mugged in Boston. So, here's, they went to Boston. I told them all to stay together. I told them all, look out for each other. It's a city. My brother knows. He grew up here. He knows. But my husband and his best man had never been. So it was kind of just, a whole shit show of whatever. So I get a text the next morning from my brother. Or it was a Facebook message from my brother who was like, I got mugged last night. And I'm like, what do you mean? And he's like, they stole my phone and everything. And I'm thinking, how the fuck are you texting me? Like, I don't believe you. I literally was like, then how are you messaging me? And he's like, well, I'm on Michael's phone. And that was one of the other groomsmen. And I'm like, to be honest, I really don't know if I believe you, because, and it's not because like he's not trustworthy. It's just because like, in our family, like my dad, now my husband, and my brother, like they all like, we kind of joke all the time, like, you guys are going to cry wolf one day and nobody's going to believe you, because they're just a very like humorous, joking around type family. So they'll like do this. And my mom is super gullible, so she literally believes everything like that they say, no matter how stupid it is and how like common sense, like, mom, come on. Think about this. It's not like they're joking, but she literally does. So here I am, like, okay, you're on your phone, like you're signed in as you, yet you're telling me you got mugged and they took your phone and shit. Like, I don't, that doesn't make sense. Anyways, long story short, they actually came home and, excuse me, and it was true. It was true. My brother got mugged. What happened was, I mean, nobody really knows the full story because they're all drinking and probably smashed. But, anyways, they were in a bar. My brother stepped out to either make a phone call or do something, and he was in the middle of like texting or calling or whatever, and somebody fucking runs by, grabs his fucking phone, and like runs off with it. So my brother sprints after him and tries to get it and like climbs on him, and the guy's like, I don't know what he said. He said like he threatened him somehow and whatever. So he let go and he has huge ass, or he did, like road rash basically on his back from being dragged and fighting with the guy, and ended up not having a clue where the fuck he was because he chased the guy for like 2 miles, didn't know where he was, didn't know the address of the Airbnb that they were staying at, like knew nothing, had no phone, like so apparently he ended up like using some truck driver's phone, I don't know, to figure out the address of where they were staying at the Airbnb somehow. I don't know. I don't know. Anyways, he figured it out. And yeah, he got his shit stolen. So he got his phone stolen. So here they are coming back. We're literally about, like, I'm with my parents and my daughter. Both of the cars are packed up with all our shit for the wedding to like go up there because we're staying for 2 nights. Because we had to set up the wedding, like the decorations and shit, the day before. So they show up hungover as fucking shit. My brother's pissed off as fuck because he has no phone and, you know, he has his own little business and stuff and freaking out because we got this wedding. Like, he can't really be wasting time. Also, sorry if I'm yelling, I'm like, still can't wrap my brain around like everything that happened right before. Also, not to mention, so the day that they left, which was Wednesday, we got married on a Friday, so this was Wednesday, something told me. So they picked up all the groomsmen and everybody picked up their tuxes on Tuesday. Something told me on Wednesday to check their tuxes. It was just, you know, when your intuition is like, you know, should probably double check because, you know, they're men. I checked their tuxes, opened the bag, looked at it, and was like, I turned to my husband and I was like, is this my dad's? He's like, no, that's Jacob's. And I'm like, what do you mean? This is the same color as my dad's. Like, this is not the right tux for you guys. This was literally like 15 minutes before they left for Boston. So, yeah, ended up. I had all the groomsmen in a light gray tux. I had my dad in a dark gray tux because I didn't want him to match them, and you know, that I just didn't. That was just the look I had. So they were all supposed to have light gray tuxes, all the groomsmen. Well, they gave them all the same color as my dad's. So here I am. Ultimately, even if I couldn't fix it, nobody would have fucking known and it wouldn't have mattered in the long run. But I was like, oh my God, you've got to be kidding me. Like, nobody noticed this. You guys, like, nobody knew what the tuxes are supposedly were supposed to look like. So they didn't even think anything of it to like check on them or anything when they actually picked them up and tried them on. So here I am on the phone with the store, like telling them the situation. And honestly, like, I was mad. But at the same time, I was like, whatever. They'll still look good. Like, it doesn't matter. It's gonna be fine. If it can't be fixed, it can't be fixed, but I'm gonna try anyway. So I called them. Luckily, they were like, this is totally fine, totally fixable. We have everybody's measurements. We will just order them. They will be here tomorrow, you know, whatever, meaning Thursday. So flash forward again to when the boys came home from Boston. My brother had to go to the Verizon store to figure out his fucking phone, and they also had to go pick up their new tuxes in the right color. and return the other ones. So that was that. So that happened the day before. Ultimately, everything turned out fine. The only thing was my brother, like, this dude hacked into his phone and literally stole $2,000, like, worth of money. He used his Venmo. He used Uber, Uber Eats. Like, he went on a fucking rampage with my brother's money. PayPal, he paid for, oh my God, he stayed at this, like, wonderful hotel. Like, holy fuck, he stole my brother's, like, entire bank account, essentially. Meanwhile, we have a wedding. Like, there's no way to really, like, fix this right now besides trying to cancel everything he can possibly cancel. So he tried, but again, he didn't have his phone. So a lot of these things, you know, when you're on your apps and whatever, the guy changed a lot of his passwords to, you know, Uber and this, that, and the other thing. So he couldn't get into it. So it was just this big fucking fiasco, obviously. Long story short, he ended up, my brother just had to cancel his bank card, you know, to try and stop some of it. And then he just had to deal with it and wait until Monday to call his bank and, like, go into the bank and dispute everything else. So anyways, long story short, that was the day before the wedding. The day of the wedding, everything was fine. Everything was perfect. Like, it was literally the most fun time. I thought I would be so much more, like, crying the entire time out of, like, happiness. But I was just so, like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, not in shock, but kind of like it wasn't real until it literally, like, didn't feel like real until a couple hours, like, before, until, like, my hair and makeup was done. And I was sitting, you know, we were just all sitting there drinking our mimosas, like, hanging out, laughing, just, like, celebrating, fucking celebrating, you know, such love and such amazing, just like a full circle, because the two of the girls that were in my bridal party that were my bridesmaids, I had known way before I knew my husband, because I was dating their, let's see, one of them. So my, like, essentially, like, one of my very best friends, her nephew is my husband, because there's the 10-year age gap. So, but I was dating her brother-in-law 10 plus years ago. That's how I met her, and that's how I met the other bridesmaids. And so it was, like, just so full circle how crazy, like, we were all brought together. And it was just such a celebration, you guys. It was such a celebration, and just to be, like, surrounded by love and just have such gratitude for everything coming together. And, you know, they always say there's going to be so much chaos before the wedding, and ultimately it doesn't matter, you know, when the day comes. And it's so true. It's so true. Like, the stupid things that I worried about, like the tuxes and, you know, just little things here and there, and just, like, my mom's stress and dealing with that, and, you know, anyways, so we all got ready, and it was amazing. It was, and just, like, seeing, and my husband, like, he's a very affectionate, like, emotional person, but he's not, like, a crier. Oh, and he's probably going to kill me for saying this. He cried. Like, seeing him, he was crying. Like, he was crying the minute he saw me, and I was like, oh, my God. So it made me cry, and it was just, like, it was just, I love him so much. I love him so much, and I'm so fucking grateful for him. And then just the ceremony, and we included, obviously, my daughter in the ceremony, and he did vows to her, and he, like, could barely even finish his vows to her because he was so choked up, and just, like, it was the most beautiful fucking thing I'd ever been a part of and just, like, witnessed, and to just, I can't even explain it. I'm just so fucking grateful that I found this person who, like, was always in my circle, like, way in the background. And if you know my story, you know what I'm talking about. And if you don't, I do have a podcast about how I essentially manifested my fiance. And just like our backstory and everything. But it's like, you know, it was just so full circle to just be, have gone through everything that I had gone through in relationships and, you know, the abuse and the trauma and all that shit. And to be here where I am right now with this person who just fucking loves me and my daughter so unconditionally and so just would do anything and everything for us, no questions asked, and has, like, from day one, from fucking day one, never once wavered in that or made me question, you know, his devotion to us. And it's just so, it was the most beautiful thing. And, you know, everybody came up to me after, which, and this was actually kind of shocking to me. Everybody came up to me after, not everybody, but a lot of people came up to me after and were like, oh my God, like I, you know, knowing our situation and how she, you know, is not his biological daughter. They're like, you know, we've been to weddings with situations like yours, you know, with he's not the biological and whatnot. And they've never, like, they did not include, you know, their child or their kids or anything like in the ceremony like you guys did. And they were like, it was the most refreshing and beautiful and touching thing. And it kind of, it was like so bizarre to me, to be quite honest. Like I was thankful for them for telling me that. But at the same time, I was like, why would you not include? I mean, I understand absolutely it's about you and your, you know, significant other and celebrating your love. But when you're a family, why would you not include your kids in that? Why, like, you are committing to not only each other, but to your family as well and the unit as a whole. And to unconditionally love each other and be there for each other as a whole, as well as individually. And it was just so, it was interesting. It was very interesting to me. So let me know, like, let me know in the comments what you think about that, because it made me very curious and very, like, I don't know. I was just, like, shocked, I guess, to hear that. But anyways, it was beautiful. It was amazing. We had the best time. We danced our asses off. We sweat our fucking asses off because we took pictures, obviously, at the beach. But again, it was freaking like 90 degrees out. So it was hot as fuck, but it's okay. We did it. And then we went inside the AC, the barn, and partied the night away. And just, you know, the speeches, oh my gosh, the speeches were so beautiful from our bridal party. And just, it was just so much love and so much celebration and so much just like joy, fucking pure joy. It was beautiful. It was beautiful. Like there's nothing about it that I would have complained about. You know, we went, we danced, we had a blast. And then after it was all said and done, we had to be out there at 10. We decided to go to the tavern, which, okay, here's one gripe. We did actually have to pay for the fucking tavern to stay open, which we did not know about. That was the whole plan all along, was because we got, you know, the venue or whatever wasn't open till, or wasn't closed at 10. We were like, oh, we were given the option to go into the tavern that is attached, and that it would be open and we could stay in there until midnight or whatever, which we decided to do. So why it was fucking closed and we had to pay for it to be open, I will never know, but it is what it is at this point. It was open, we did that, and then we went down to the lake and fucking skinny dipped and just like had a blast. I was most definitely hungover the next morning, but it was totally worth it. It was amazing. I have the most amazing husband, the most amazing family, everything. Like, I don't know how to explain it. I'm just like, I'm still on cloud 9 from it and a little bit like depressed, to be completely honest. It's like you have such a buildup of all this amazing celebration, and then all of a sudden, like, it literally is just over. It's literally just over. So I am a little bit depressed that it's over, but it's still It was so beautiful and so incredible. And then, so we came home, we had a couple days to ourselves, and then we decided that we were going to do like a little trip, just given all, you know, the movement and moving and getting married and this, that, and the other thing. There was just so much that we were doing that we didn't want to do like a huge honeymoon. We honestly couldn't do a big honeymoon because we just couldn't. So we were like, okay, we're going to go find an Airbnb, stay for a night, you know, we'll have 2 days and a night. And so we did. We went up to the White Mountains, and holy fuck, I had not been up there since probably middle school, to be quite honest. Oh my God, it was fucking beautiful. It was magical. It was fucking magical. Surrounded by nature, like pure, beautiful mountains. The sun, like, it was the most perfect weather, wasn't too hot, wasn't too cold. It literally could not have been any better. And we just had a fucking blast. Like, we had no plans. We knew where we were going to be. There was tons of stuff around, but we literally just went up there and we're like, let's figure it out. Like, we're not going to plan. We're going to fucking enjoy this kid-free, like, mini vacation. Do whatever we want. So we first stop was the liquor store. Picked up whatever we needed to pick up. We decided to go on the hobo railroad through the mountains, which was pretty cool. I mean, I'm not gonna lie, I was a bit disappointed in it because I thought it would be more scenic, but at the same time, it was still awesome. It was so awesome. It was like an hour and a half. It was beautiful. Then we played mini golf. Then we went back to, where did we go? Oh, I think we just went to like lunch and whatever. And then we just did whatever we wanted to do. Like, we hung out. We went to dinner at night. We went to a wine tasting. Just, like, a bunch of little things. And it was so fun. Like, it was so fun to just have the time to be by ourselves. And the next day, we went to the fucking Flume Gorge. And you guys, if you have not been there, you have to go. You have to go. Like I said, I hadn't been there since middle school, and I remember going for like a field trip. Holy balls. It is amazing, like, how much I appreciated and felt healed from nature, like, now compared to then. Like, it was cool back then, but oh my God, it was absolutely magical. Magical. It was like a 2.5 or something mile hike-ish. It was pretty much like hike / stairs. Waterfalls, nature, like, it really was exactly what I needed. It really was. Like, I needed that reminder to stay fucking grounded because I had been so, like, flustered and here, there, and everywhere for the past couple months, and I had totally, like, my, like, connection to the earth, my connection to even my oracle card readings, like, I'm not gonna lie, my soul shit has been on the back burner for a while, and that being just surrounded by such fucking natural beauty and nature, and just, there's something about it that is so healing. I mean, it's science. It's literally science. Like, when you are in nature and surrounded by such beauty and wonder, it literally, like, releases endorphins and makes you happier. Like, it's science. It's literally science. And grounding techniques, like, touch a tree, you guys. Fucking touch a tree. Put your feet in the soil. Like, it is literally science. There's a reason. So, I mean, it was amazing. It was amazing. Exactly what I needed, exactly what he needed. We were able to, like, connect, reconnect. You know, when you're living with your fucking parents, there's really not much time for, like, you and him. And, you know what I mean? So, both just, like, physically and mentally. I mean, it's a challenge. It is a challenge. So, it was exactly what we needed to, like, reconnect with each other and just fucking enjoy each other and be grateful and just relish in, like, everything. Relish in the love, and then, you know, I don't know. It was magical. It was fucking magical. I'm so fucking grateful. And, you know, it's funny because I always wanted, like, this beautiful, huge, tropical, like, vacation and honeymoon, and that's nice and all, but man, am I fucking grateful that we chose to go up there, because it was just amazing. So anyway, we, you know, that was last week. We came back and, you know, back to reality. So yesterday, let's talk about yesterday. Yesterday, it was like all this shit happens, all these like beginnings, new beginnings, celebrations of love, high vibrations. And then all of a sudden yesterday comes and boom, my husband gets a job offer to a job that he was really excited about. So that's fucking amazing. And then another boom, we go on contract for our fucking house finally. So yesterday was fantastic. And we're in motion. Like, we're now, you know, we're in motion. We're not in fucking limbo. It has been, I am such the person, if I have an idea in my head and something I want to do, I do it. Like, I am not a waiter. Like, I don't wait around for things to happen. Like, I literally make shit happen. So this has been, not only just living with my parents has been a struggle, but being in limbo and waiting for this house to sell and waiting for the right buyers to come and, like, putting essentially, like, all my trust into a realtor to get shit done. And it's been a challenge. So now I'm just so grateful that we are no longer in limbo. We have a plan. Now, luckily, my husband is not starting his job for a couple weeks. So he's going to have to go down with my, well, his uncle. So, I mean, technically we're the same age, but, you know, it is what it is. Basically, my friend. And they're going to go down, pack up the rest of the house, because we still, like, we had it staged, and we also obviously couldn't bring all our shit up here, or didn't want to bring all of our shit up here in one swoop, because the house was still ours, technically. So, they're going to have to go down next week, because my husband starts his job in a couple weeks, so we got to figure all this shit out now. So, he's going down next week, and they're going to take all our shit out of our house, and honestly, like, as exciting as it is, it's also super bittersweet for me. And for him too. You know, he always just wanted to live in Ohio. That was his, like, that's where he grew up. That's where he was from. That's where he wanted to be. And that's why we moved down there. And, you know, I wanted adventure. I wanted new opportunities. I was so ready to get the fuck out of here. And I'm so grateful that I did. I really am. But, you know, this is also something that he's, like, reality check for both of us, I think, is that reality is we had an absolutely incredible house. Both fucking loved it. He loved the area. He, you know, he loved being in that state, and I didn't. I loved it for the purpose that it served me at that time in my life, and I'm grateful forever, but I needed, like, my people around. I needed my people around because, you know, I work from home. I don't really see many. I don't have the opportunity to really meet people. You know, he had all his friends and I fucking love them to death. And I still, you know, obviously I'm going to miss them so much. But at the same time, like, I missed my family. I know that Matt, like, my daughter missed family and, like, my parents and just friends and just, you know, it just served its purpose for us. And I'm so grateful that he decided. And, you know, his whole family's up here except for his parents. And luckily his parents have decided to also list their house and they're still in the process of selling their house. So we're all moving up here. But it's still, it's like, it's letting go of something that we worked so hard to get. And, you know, to start over. We're not going to be getting a house. We are hopefully going to be able to do the camper thing. But now the location of his job, I'm not honestly sure if there's campgrounds around. I'm not sure if we're going to be able to get approved for a camper because we've taken a pretty big hit on our credit throughout the year, and just a lot of things. So, you know, there's a very real possibility that we're going to have to rent an apartment, townhouse, anything, which is frustrating for both of us because we ultimately were, you know, quote unquote, living the dream. We had our house, we had, you know, everything was set and whatever, and now we just like up and fucking left it to essentially start over. But there's also beauty in that. There's also beauty in that because, like I said before, it served its purpose for what it was for all of us. You know, I am forever thankful for that fucking house. Like, I'm gonna get emotional. Like, that was my space. That was when I truly, like, was able to find myself and really grow and really release and really just dive into shit that I really needed to heal. And to come back now is, it's funny. It's funny how you come back from being gone for so long. I mean, we were 2 years, but I mean, I was gone from my parents' roof for many years. And to come back, you know, it's a huge trigger. It's a huge fucking trigger of everything that I dealt with during my childhood. You know, just the negativity and just the bashing and just hell, you know? And when you move back in with your parents as an adult, I think you immediately, like, your subconscious goes back to you're the child. You're the child. And, you know, just overstepping boundaries and just all this stuff. And especially, like, when you're the child, but you also have a child and you're trying to parent under one roof and your parents don't seem to understand boundaries no matter how many times you ask them to back the fuck off when you're parenting your own child. You know, it's like, it's a crazy fucked up dynamic. But reality is, it is what it is. But anyways, I digress. But that, so, you know, letting go of this house, I'm actually, it's very bittersweet for me, for both of us. I honestly wish that I could go down there, but it's just not going to work with just everything. So, I mean, I said goodbye. I released the house when we first left, and I feel good about that. So, you know, it is what it is. This is a new beginning. This is just a way for us to start fresh, you know, and to grow again and to, you know, go through new experiences. And that's just what life is about. And you sit there and you think that you have everything planned out and you think, like, we thought we were going to be there forever. And life happens, dude. My grandfather died, and just coming back up and seeing everybody and just realizing how precious life is. And regardless of, you know, what I've been with my parents and what I dealt with in my childhood with my parents, like, I am grateful for them for allowing us to come back here. I know it's not easy for them. You know, it's not easy for anybody. And it just, family is important. You guys, family is important. And life happens and you don't know how long you have or anybody has on this planet. So, you know, it was just like a radical, like, holy shit moment coming back up here after my grandfather died. I mean, he was so healthy when I, you know, last saw him. And, you know, a year goes by and all of a sudden, boom, he's gone. And I don't want to miss out. I don't want to miss out on my family. I don't want to miss out on my friends. I don't want my family to miss out on my daughter growing up. And, you know, they were such a crucial part of her life. from the day she was born. I mean, both my parents were in the delivery room with me because I didn't have anybody else. So, you know, they were there for that special moment, and they'll never have that experience with another child again. So she was so important to them. And not to say, you know, obviously any child would be important, but, you know, they just had that special bond with her. And I know they missed her terribly, and I know my daughter missed them terribly. And this all is easier for my husband because my in-laws are moving up here as well. And I know the wedding, I felt so awful because his mom, like, they literally left the day after the wedding because they had work and whatnot, so they had to drive all the way back to their home. And they, like, his mom was bawling. And I don't blame her because our wedding was the first time they had seen a whole lot of their family for freaking like years, like 5+ years, because they just were never able to come up and nobody really goes down to visit. So it's just, I think it was also a reality check for them. Like, we need to get our asses moving on this house because we want to be up here with our family. And also, like, knowing we're up here and they've grown so close with my daughter and so much, you know, it just puts everything into perspective, man. It really does. So anyways, that's where we're at right now. I honestly, like, even though we've gotten the ball rolling, essentially, I still have no idea what the fuck we're going to be doing, but it is what it is. At least we have this one huge step going. Obviously, you know, shit might happen, but, you know, it should be good. We should be good, man. And the owners, I mean, they literally, like, they were the perfect ones for us. And I'm so grateful because, like, they want to be in it ASAP, just like we want to be out of it ASAP. They didn't ask any closing costs, which is unheard of. They literally, like, asked for nothing because they knew we also had another offer. But their contingency was they had to sell their house before that, and they didn't want to close until October, and we're like, fuck to the no. But then this one came like the day after, so they both knew that we had offers, so they gave us the best and final, and thank God, because it worked out magically for all of us, I think. So that's where I'm at right now, you guys. That's where I'm at, like... So much has been happening. And I cannot fucking believe it's essentially August. Like, how fucked up is that? I literally feel like, I don't know, I feel like it should be February. Like, I feel like this whole year has been so fucking insane for me. So insane that I don't even know. I don't even fucking know. But I'm here. I'm going to be making every effort to be more up to date on these podcasts, you know, but life happens, and I'm just going to show up when I can show up. So here I am. Thank you so much for listening. Definitely going to be, you know, getting back into, if you follow me on Instagram, you may know that I've been doing and keeping up on my women's wellness groups. We just started a new program, committing to 100 days of daily workouts, 20 to 30 minutes a day. Like, you don't even have to do it in a row. It's just 100 workouts, super flexible. It's really focused on, like, making your morning routine superb. And just waking up, you guys, starting your day off in the morning and starting your day off with time for yourself, especially if you're a mom. I've been doing it for a year, getting up. It may seem fucking insane, and it did to me at first. Like, I get up at 4:15 in the morning, start my workouts at 5. Literally gives me time. Most of the time, my daughter's still sleeping. Sometimes she wakes up, but by now, she knows that's mommy time. And she'll entertain herself, or I'll fucking pop the TV on, because it is what it is. It's not going to kill her. So, anyways, like, we just get up, do our workouts. We have meal plans that are literally, like, super flexible. vegan, vegetarian, like meat, like you can do anything and everything with it. Super good recipes. It's just like fueling your body, you guys. Fueling your body. And I will be the first to admit I have not been 100% at all with my nutrition. And that's totally my fault. I've totally used like the excuses of, oh, I'm getting married. Oh, this is happening. Oh, this is happening. Totally cool. It is what it is. But anyways, I wanted to let you guys know that there is one day left. Tomorrow, Wednesday. Actually, I think I'm going to put this out tomorrow. So today, Wednesday, is the very last day to sign up and get a discount. So let me know. Send me a message if you follow me on Instagram, or send me an email, oracleinsightmama@yahoo.com. I will set you up, get you going. You can join our private accountability private accountability group. Get the support you need. Find some fucking best friends. Dude, I have shout out to my girl Courtney, who gets up with me every day, 4:15. We text each other every morning. Hey bitch, like wake up. Like she was at my wedding. You guys, I met her exactly pretty much a year ago in July through this online accountability group, and she is like one of my very closest friends. I fucking love her to death. Anyways, it's such a great community. You literally have nothing to lose. You either like it, get results, don't like it, don't get results, and you get a refund. Like it's simple. It's fucking simple. Try it. See what happens. Anyways, I'm also still doing my Oracle card readings. I know I've been taking a step back from that, but I'm most definitely going to get back into that because I need it. I need it for my fucking soul. If you want to book a reading, you most certainly can. You can visit my website or even shoot me an email and I'll just send you the link to my website, but it's oracleinsightmama.com. All my readings are there. Take your pick. I'll get back to you. I usually get back to you within like 24 hours. But, I mean, it really depends. 24, 48 hours at the most. So, let me know if you'd like to book a reading. I would love to give you some guidance and some love and just encouragement. Fucking encouragement. Because we all need that support. I love you guys. This was a long one. If you have stuck with me this whole time, I fucking love you. You are my peeps. Have an amazing, incredible, magical day. Remember that you are fully supported. Remember that everything is temporary. Things are not happening to you. They are happening for you. And you will get through it. I promise. Promise, promise, promise. I love you guys. Have an amazing day. Talk to you next time. Thank you so much for tuning in with me this week. I would love to hear from you guys, so if you could leave me a review on iTunes, that would be amazing. As always, you can find me on Instagram at Oracle Insight Mama, or you could visit my website at www.oracleinsightmama.com. Thank you guys, I love you, and I'll talk to you next time.